from Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Want to know what investors are paying attention to this week? We'll ask Wells Fargo's Mark Vittner, coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters from the newsroom in New York. I'm Jennifer Strong. All eyes are on the consumer this week as we look ahead at the economic calendar. Joining us with some perspective is Wells Fargo Managing Director and Senior Economist Mark Vittner. Mark, consumer spending accounts for two-thirds of the economy, and we have a pretty busy week ahead that's capped on Friday by some new consumer sentiment data. Can you tell us what you're watching for?
Well, we're definitely wanting to keep an eye on what consumers are up to and what consumer attitudes are in the wake of the Brexit vote. We don't have a whole lot of data just yet that actually looks at the period after the vote was taken and we saw the turmoil in the financial markets. We also have seen some evidence that hiring has pulled back a little bit, even though job growth is pretty solid. Looking at just the rate of hiring and the rate of job openings seem to have backed off a little bit, and that may have some impact on consumer sentiment as well as retail sales.
There's also the potential for a fair bit of labor market news with the Conditions Index and then the JOLTS survey, which stands for job openings and labor turnover. Do you expect any highlights there?
Well, there's a lot of information in the JOLTS survey, and we've gotten some conflicting figures over the last month. We had surprisingly weak employment numbers in the month of May. The April JOLTS data, which actually includes half of the May reporting period, was very strong, and job openings are at an all-time high. So folks are going to be looking very closely at job openings, looking at voluntary quits. It's very hard to get a sense of direction from the labor markets right now. Most indicators are still showing a very strong job market and a very tight job market where employers are having a hard time finding the workers that they need.
Midweek, there's also a new beige book from the Fed that's going to look at the economy. Anything you expect to see there?
I look at the beige book pretty closely. I look at it to get some sense as to what's going on in various parts of the country. And over the last few months, we've seen that many parts of the country have basically returned to full employment. The last beige book that came before the June meeting had pretty hawkish language in it. And it talked a lot about labor shortages and employers having to bid up for workers. And so I'll be looking for any change in that rhetoric. I don't know that this survey will pick up much in the wake of the Brexit, but there should be at least some language related to that because the vote was taken at about the time the survey that the data was being gathered.
What else do you see investors as watching in the days ahead?
Well, we get PPI data next week too, and the inflation numbers are something folks are keeping a close eye on. The import price numbers come out, I believe, Wednesday of the week, and the import prices give you some window into what's going on in the global economy. And certainly, things have been fairly weak there, and so I would expect to continue to see some declines in prices, at least on a year-to-year basis, or not a whole lot of momentum. We've had some swings in oil prices that sway the headline figures. But overall, I mean, we get a good bit of data on the week. One of the things that will be interesting to look at is mortgage applications as well. It's not something that gets a whole lot of attention, but the flip side of all this uncertainty and all this turmoil in the global economy is that interest rates have dropped like a stone, and mortgages are at or near all-time lows. That's encouraging a wave of refinancing activity and also bringing some more potential buyers into the market.
That's Wells Fargo senior economist Mark Vittner. Thanks, Mark, for your time.
Great. Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong at the News Desk in New York.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.